NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Here's Robert Hager.
Easter Sunday has dawned in Vietnam, the eighth since U.S. troops have been stationed there. At outposts, Easter services were kept small and held at scattered sites to avoid becoming targets. Deputy Commander of U.S. Forces in Vietnam, Lieutenant General Frank Mildren, issued an Easter message to the men, talking of the strife and sadness seen around them in a land Mildren called torn with grief and destruction. In Rome, bells of the city's estimated 500 churches will peal simultaneously 1 hour from now, the only time of the year this happens. Pope Paul has completed Saturday night services, changing from purple to white garments, symbolizing the end of the Lenten period of mourning and heralding the resurrection. It's just now midnight in the Middle East. Thousands of pilgrims and visitors are expected in the Holy Land, but already there has been an incident. Arab guerrillas fired mortar shells at a village south of the Dead Sea. About 15 of the shells exploded without damage or injury. Israeli soldiers fired back. More after this message.
Throughout North America, hardly a week goes by without some members of the Retail Clerks International Association retiring from active work on their jobs. They have assured incomes for the rest of their lives because of their union membership. Before retirement, while they were actively employed on their jobs, their union agreement provided for good salaries, good working conditions, vacations with pay, health and welfare protection, and many other on-the-job benefits. But membership in the Retail Clerks Union does more than help to provide a high standard of living for store workers while they are employed. It also helps them, when they retire from their jobs, to look forward to comfort and financial security during the leisure years of their life, because their conditions of employment were covered by union agreements, which provided for employer-paid pension plans. For more information, check your telephone directory for the Retail Clerks Union in your community, or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Robert Hager.
Another nuclear scientist came out in opposition to the administration's modified proposal for an anti-ballistic missile system. Dr. Ralph Lapp had these comments on the Safeguard ABM system.
The real problems about Safeguard are, first, do we need it? Is the Russian first strike capability this great? I personally do not believe that to be the case. And then if the question were answered positively that we did need it, the next, would the Safeguard system protect our Minuteman missile sites? And I believe the answer to that is negative. I believe it would not provide enough protection. So it seems to me on the two cardinal questions, is it necessary and would the ABM system be effective? The answers are both no.
Dr. Ralph Lapp. A bizarre shooting incident on the Pennsylvania Turnpike has left at least four dead and 17 wounded. A man in a car shot and killed his woman companion, then apparently drove down the turnpike several miles, firing at random at passing cars and trucks, before turning the gun on himself and taking his own life. Again, in addition to the couple, two passing motorists are dead, 17 wounded on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's been raining rather heavily in Montgomery, Alabama. 2,000 people preparing to march in memory of Dr. Martin Luther King delayed for 2 hours, hoping the rain would let up. When it didn't, they stepped off in spite of the rain, filling three lanes of Montgomery's Dexter Avenue, singing We Shall Overcome and calling on scattered spectators to join in the march. Rain has also failed to dampen an anti-war march in New York. Thousands marched up soggy 6th Avenue and held a rally in Central Park. They wore armbands bearing the number 33,000, referring to American deaths in Vietnam. Three soldiers burned what they said were their military identification cards. In Chicago, the problem wasn't rain, but a 30-mile-an-hour wind and chilly temperatures. All the same, 7,000 peace marchers there filled State Street. There's similar marches planned for today or tomorrow in dozens of U.S. cities. More in a moment.
Does the thought of moving to a new home and a new community give you a funny feeling in the pit of your stomach? Well, Dr. Joyce Brothers, noted psychologist and consultant to Greyhound Van Lines, has written a booklet just for you. It's called The Psychology of Moving. To get your copy free of cost, send your name and address to Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164. That's Greyhound Van Lines, Box 2250, North Lake, Illinois, 60164.
Houston heart surgeon Dr. Denton Cooley said today he had not intended to use an artificial heart this soon. The only reason he went ahead with this first-of-its-kind operation last night was to give his patient the only chance he had of living another hour. The patient is alive with his artificial heart today. Again, the hour's top story. Easter has dawned in Vietnam. Services at outposts were kept small in scattered locations. Robert Hager, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Greyhound Van Lines brings you NBC Monitor News. This is Monitor 69, and here's Walter Wanderley and the orchestra with Surfboard. Monitor 69, and I'm your host, Gary Moore. Happy to be with you on this holiday weekend with spring in the air, the kids out of school, and not a thing to bother us, unless you count taxes, demonstrations, strikes, and in some places, bad weather. About which we hear now from Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Rhythm of the Rain.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain. Telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me, now does that seem fair? For her to steal my heart away when she don't care. I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. The only girl I care about has gone away, looking for a brand new start. But little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Won't you tell her that I love her so? Please ask the sun to set her heart aglow. Rain in her heart and let the love we knew start to grow. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I am. wish that it would go and let me cry in vain and let me be alone again. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain. Listen to the rhythm.
Workmanship is important. Rattles are always bothersome to a new car owner, but I don't have any rattles because I own an LTD. I don't have squeaks either.
No squeaks, no rattles. A car that's built solidly and runs quietly. That's one thing people want. And that's why Ford Motor Company came up with an exclusive better idea called the Monster. It's a special welding machine that surrounds a car and makes 200 critical welds on it in a single operation, with a precision no hand welding can match. The Monster makes sure every weld it makes is in perfect alignment.
Quiet? Well, now we're talking about my car. It was quiet. I've got 51,700 on it, and there have been hard, bumpy ones. And people are usually amazed how quiet it still is. But everything fits.
Ford Motor Company has a better idea. We build cars to last. So see your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Anti-war demonstrations are being held in many of America's major cities on this Easter weekend, with police and in some cases the National Guard on duty to prevent violence. For the present situation in Chicago, we switch after a four-second delay to NBC newsman Ray James in Chicago.
In her incidents, Chicago has had a peaceful anti-Vietnam War march. At this hour, thousands of persons are in the Chicago Stadium on the near south side, listening to pleas that the war end. About 40 young persons stood near the Coliseum taunting the marchers as they arrived, and a brief fight erupted. Chicago police moved in quickly and dispersed those who were against the march. The mood of the marchers, the more than 10,000 marchers, is varied. Some are in a gay carnival-like mood, others are extremely somber. All age groups, from toddlers, wheeled in strollers, to aged World War I veterans participated in the march. And some of the marchers were a bit unhappy when they found that they arrived at the Coliseum, they had to pay a $1 admission charge. Ray James, NBC News, Chicago.
At the same time, New York City's Central Park is the scene of a noisy demonstration that began with a parade up the Avenue of the Americas. Here's a report from John Wolfe, NBC News, New York.
As anti-war demonstrations go, this is not the largest New York City has ever had. Still, thousands of protesters marched 20 blocks up Manhattan's 6th Avenue into Central Park. It's been raining all day, but no one seems to mind. There are almost as many groups represented here as there are people. Black Panthers, pro-Castroites, socialist workers, and the like. But for the most part, the demonstrators are young people, draft age and below. Some servicemen on active duty are here, though not in uniform, or honored guests. Three of them burned their military identification cards. The crowd has been entertained by a rock and roll band and a play against the war. Then there is a long list of speakers, each denouncing the war and President Nixon's apparent refusal, so they say, to change Vietnam policy. The crowds milled around through all of it. A heavy police detail is here. They've prevented incidents. There have been none. John Wolfe, NBC News, New York.
A rising chorus of protest against American involvement in Southeast Asia.
One can for Aunt Mary, two for...
Dolly, aren't you through packing yet? We're just going on a weekend visit to your relatives.
I know, Andy. I'm just packing a few cans of STP.
STP?
STP gasoline treatment, Andy. Not to be confused with STP oil treatment.
Thanks, Dolly. I don't think I'll ever get that confused again.
All my relatives count on my bringing them their annual can of STP gas treatment to help them get rid of that nasty carbon and goop that winter driving builds up in their car's engines.
That's right. Your Uncle Joe did tell me STP gasoline treatment really put the spring back in his car, even if he got it for nothing.
And Cousin Phil says he can feel the difference with the very first can.
Good for Cousin Phil, but what about that can you packed for Aunt Mary?
What about it?
Dolly, your Aunt Mary doesn't own a car, never has it.
But she does give us those canned fruit specialties she puts up every year.
So
I'm giving her STP gas treatment. For only 65 cents, it's one of the best canned specialties we Granatellis make.
STP gas treatment adds fire to your fuel.
For only 65 cents.
The time now, more or less exactly, is 15 minutes after the hour. I'm Gary Moore, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is Charlie Brown, and we have a couple of items of interest. Things that are happening within the next few days that you may be interested in. The internationally regarded concert bands of Yale University and Lehigh University are presenting a combined concert in New York's Carnegie Hall on Thursday evening, April 10th at 8:30 p.m., Friends and alumni of both universities and the public are cordially invited to attend this special concert. Tickets are available at Carnegie Hall box office, at Yale University, and at Lehigh University. All seats are reserved. The concert again is on April 10th at 8:30 in New York City's Carnegie Hall. New York State's Young Boatman Safety Course will be taught by Irving H. Black, Cooperative Extension Agent of the 4-H, in the community room at Macy's at Roosevelt Field, beginning April 9th between the hours of 7:30 and 9 p.m. Youngsters between the ages of 10 to 14 must take the course sponsored by the Conservation Department's Division of Motor Boats and earn a safety certificate before they may lawfully operate a mechanically propelled boat alone on New York State waters. Registration for this course may be made by calling or dropping a postcard to the manager's office, Macy's, Roosevelt Field, Garden City, New York, or by signing up at the first class.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gary Moore from Monitor 69. While Americans at home demonstrate against the war, the fighting continues in Vietnam. Earlier this week, NBC News reporter Jack Russell was on the scene as men and equipment were parachuted into a clearing and found themselves ambushed.
The enemy has opened fire on the landing zone. Americans are returning fire. The machine guns are opening up. Started out to be a quiet landing zone. The enemy was lying in wait. But one company of 1st Cavalry Division soldiers are engaged with the enemy. Our troops are in the tree line. The command post out in the open field. Despite the air, despite the artillery, like so many battles in Vietnam, it becomes an infantryman's fight.
Henderson! They don't have a radio or anything over there.
What?
They don't have a radio or anything over there.
Apache 6, 6 Mike, any over?
Roger, we took a B-40 or something back here. Got a couple guys wounded. One's pretty bad. One
quick get a medevac. Air Force jets are overhead. Preparing to make strikes at the enemy.
I gotta get down to my international dealer. If I buy a Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor now, I get the rotary mower free.
Cub Cadet, huh?
Is that the one they say is for keeps?
Yeah, built like the big international tractor.
Free mower, huh? Strike two!
In Aka, the old submarine ball pitcher surfaces. Next up on Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Car Care Program.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hardtop, fastback, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer Care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand-new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation. Because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind, to see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same, and that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Eldon Ocker pitched for the Tigers, Browns, and Red Sox from 1933 through 1942, and he won 130 games. He also was a winner on the football field. Guy Libo reports on Monitor's open line.
Eldon Ocker, it surprised me a little bit to learn that you played football for Kansas State.
Yes, I played three years of varsity football at Kansas State University for the great football coach, Bo McMillan.
And you made the second All-American on the Grantland Rice team, the famed team of that time?
That's right, in 1931.
Didn't you get some other honors recently?
This January, I had the very great honor of being elected to the Kansas State All-Sports Hall of Fame.
Of course, you're in business now, aren't you, Eldon?
I am now vice president of the Bay State Abrasive Division of the Avco Corporation.
Eldon, this is baseball's centennial year, and each major league club is asking fans to pick their greatest player. But I'll ask you, a celebrated pitcher of the mid-30s, to pick one from one of your old teams.
Well, if I was to pick the greatest, I think I would pick the greatest hitter as Ted Williams, and if I was to pick the greatest all-round player that I have ever played with would be Charlie Gehringer.
Eldon, do you think lowering the pitcher's mound is going to make any noticeable change?
Well, in my personal opinion, I do not think it'll make any noticeable change. There may be certain pitchers that may feel more confident and may give them some small advantage, but in general, I don't think it's going to make any difference.
Eldon, do you think the Tigers will repeat this coming year?
I feel they have a very good chance to repeat. I think several teams will be improved this year, but the Tigers had a very strong team last year. Their pitching is good and their hitting is sound. And it seemed to me that they have a very good chance to repeat.
Eldon, offer one final question. How does a former pitching star like yourself feel about the new 10% more jackrabbit ball they're playing around with?
Well, I think this may be a good thing to instigate because if people go out to watch the ball team score, I don't think they go out to watch the pitcher keep the man from hitting the ball. I think the thrill to the fan is to see the ball hit out of the ballpark or a lot of action.
Thank you very much, Eldon.
You're welcome.
Eldon Ocker, former celebrated submarine ball pitching star of the Browns, the Tigers, and the Red Sox. This is Guy LeBeau, Monitor Sports.
Now, here's a Monitor tip for motorists. If you want to turn your car around and go in the other direction, don't do it at the first driveway or the side road that you come to. Wait until you can see far enough in both directions to complete your turn without danger. This is Cross Country Monitor serving all America at home or on the go. In the beautiful hill country of South Central Maine, our friends join us on station WRDO serving Kennebec County. I'm Gary Moore.
Does it really taste that good? Don't be naive. A Wetzel's hamburger is a triumph of culinary art.
Do you really think that Wetzel serves the finest hamburgers in the whole world?
Naturally, nothing's too good for me.
You always eat at Wetzel's, don't you, Glenn?
Of course, only the best people eat at Wetzel's.
You know something, Glenn?
What?
You're a gourmet.
We love Wetzel's Taste of Happiness on a bun.
And here's news about the newest Wetzel's, now open in Riverside, Connecticut, on the Boston Post Road between the Thruway Shopping Center and the New Englander Motor Inn.
It's Charlie Brown's good sound that makes going home a good time. Weekdays, 3 to 7 p.m. on WNBC Radio 660, New York.
This is Mike Moss, WNBC News. It's 5:30, 63 degrees in New York and raining. A general alarm fire is burning out of control after a violent explosion about an hour ago at the Lemke Chemical Company in Lodi, New Jersey. Police say several persons may be trapped in the flaming chemical plant complex. The plant is part of a group of chemical plants located near the intersection of Route 46 and Main Street in Lodi, a community about 5 miles west of the George Washington Bridge. The explosion in the chemical plant was felt about 4 miles away. The blast caused the roof of the factory to cave in. A 1 square mile area around the complex has been closed to traffic, but at last report, fire equipment was still having trouble getting in to fight that fire in Lodi, New Jersey. Police say stay away from the intersection of Route 46 and Main Street in Lodi. 29-year-old Willie Hanton of Queens Village has been arraigned on a bribery charge in federal court. Government prosecutor James Brannigan charges that Hanton is a large mover of narcotics. Brannigan says Hanton threatened the life of a federal narcotics agent last night. Hanton is held in $75,000 bail pending a hearing Wednesday. He is officially charged with giving a $400 bribe to a federal narcotics officer. Prosecutor Brannigan says at least 3 persons connected with the investigation which led to Hanton's arrest have met their deaths in the past year. About 50,000 persons took part in today's march up 6th Avenue and a rally in Central Park to protest American policy in Vietnam. The demonstration, one of many held in 42 cities across the country, was peaceful. 6 persons were arrested during 3 minor incidents. The parade was led by a group of about 150 servicemen in civilian dress who headed the marchers in the trek from Bryant Park to 41st Street to the Central Park Bandshell near 5th Avenue and 72nd Street. At the Bandshell, some of the servicemen burned what they claimed were their military identification papers. The rain continued most of the afternoon, sending some of the marchers from Central Park after they had made the trip up 6th Avenue. Vincent Saita of Farmingdale, Long Island, is in critical condition this afternoon at the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania hospital. Saita was shot in the face during this morning's shooting incident on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Saita's wife, Rose, and their 6-year-old son, Alexander, were treated for minor injuries and released from the hospital. Pennsylvania State Police say 4 persons were killed and 17 injured today when a man murdered a woman passenger in his car, sprayed shots over the heavily traveled turnpike, and then killed himself. The incident occurred about 10 miles west of Harrisburg. Mason Gross, the president of Rutgers University, says a student boycott of classes at the Newark branch will not make the Board of Governors change its decision to refuse additional construction funds for the Newark campus. Gross says New Jersey voters should be asked to approve a bond issue for university construction. Window cleaners in New York City, demanding a major pay increase in a 2-year contract, have rejected a contract offered by their employers. Today's vote for rejection by the Service Employees International Union was about 3-1. The Reverend Dr. Herbert Welch died here in New York City. He was 106. Dr. Welch was the retired bishop of the United Methodist Church. Surgeons in Houston have implanted an artificial heart in a man while they wait for a suitable donor to be found for a transplant operation. It's the first successful implantation of an artificial heart in a human. Hugh Carey, the congressman from Brooklyn, will announce his candidacy Monday for the Democratic mayoral nomination. Carey says today he'll only serve 1 term if he's nominated and elected. The Rangers meet the Montreal Canadiens tonight at Madison Square Garden for their National Hockey League playoff game. The weather, rain ending about midnight, followed by mostly cloudy weather, low tonight in the mid-40s. Easter sunny will be partly sunny with a high temperature in the mid-50s. Right now, 63 and raining in New York. Again, the hour's top story, a general alarm fire burns out of control in a chemical plant in Lodi, New Jersey. Mike Moss, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Egad, the red light again. Hey, this is Monitor, and I'm your host, Gary Moore. Running on down the roster, we have the Peppermint Rainbow standing by to sing her latest, "Will You Be Staying After Sunday?" Of America. And wherever you go, you're bound to run into an old friend, Miller High Life Beer. Hearty, robust, deep down good Miller. It's waiting for you in all 50 states to make you feel at home. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, an interview with two of baseball's greats, a young old pro and an old, old pro, brought to you by Wynn Oil Company, the world's leading additive company.
Wynn's Charge. Made to do more for your car's engine. Wynn's Charge. A smooth, honey-thick liquid. Charge restores compression, stops excessive oil burning, quiets noisy engines. But in addition, Charge effectively fights friction and wear because only Charge contains Wynn's famous friction proofing. Charge also contains antioxidation agents to keep engines cleaner. And Charge provides protection against combustion acids to reduce corrosion damage and costly repairs. Wynn's Charge, made to do more for your car's engine. Where you get gas or service, get total power. Get Charge. Made by Wynn Oil Company, the world's leading additive company. Switch to Charge.
Now here's Joe Garagiola.
It wasn't long ago in Florida that I found myself sharing a visit with two men who really deserve to be called legends, Ted Williams and Satchel Paige. I asked Satch if when he was pitching against the great hitters like Williams, for example, he gave it that little bit extra finesse.
Well, you had the spot pitched to those home run hitters. There's no need to show about it. I've seen a lot of guys didn't do it, and you couldn't see the ball with field glass to be 8 out of park.
So, I know a little something before I got to the majors, and I know on all the home run hitters, you got the spot pitch on them, and I just pitch out. I kept it out on the right handers and my left hand.
Well, do you remember the first time you played against him?
Well, I was going to just say, as he was talking there, you know, the funny thing, I saw Satchel Paige as a young kid, and I was first year of high school, and he came into San Diego. He was already kind of a legend then. Still a young fella, and he pitched against the best center pro team in San Diego at that time, and I mean, just nice and easy, just, you know? And I saw him in 1934, and now here I am facing Satchel Paige 20 years later, a little over 20 years later. Now, about 15 years later. So I say to myself, I'm up there at the plate, and I keep saying, boy, is this guy nice and loose, you know? Oop, strike one. Well, this guy's got a nice lead. Give me a little head. Oop, strike two. Ground ball, second base. So this happened about four times. And every time I watch it, Satchel Paige, and I say, boy, has this guy got a nice throw. Oh, well, I'm not for four against him now, see?
Yeah, I'm even said Williams can't figure out your age. You're going to keep that a big mystery, aren't you?
Well, I have to. You know, it started in 1948 when I was with Cleveland. Bill Vick started that. I come in baseball, he was supposed to be 65 when I come in. People couldn't get it right down pat. They did a lot of research work and no deal behind it. And I really believe they did more research work behind my ears than did the atomic bomb.
But they didn't get any place with it.
Then I got a movie and they found out after that lost the box and me, the wife had died and the kids gone up.
We didn't get nothing from down the movie.
What is the range from what to what?
I come in on the mound, I was out of field, and I haven't got off the mound since. Now, I come in 24, and I'm up here now, in 69.
Yeah, I know what you're waiting on, but you'll never get that.
You know, I see how old I was when I come in.
Correct, it's probably the first riders now.
Oh, I see.
They don't know.
You were pitching when you were 4 years old.
Just about.
Two of the great ones. Ted Williams, who they used to call the kid, and Satchel Paige, who's been a kid for 50 years. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
There's a certain sound always follows me around when you're close to me. You will hear it. It's the sound that lovers hear when they discover there could be no other for their love. It's my sing it loud.
Given the big voice treatment by Andy Williams. This is Gary Moore. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
I have an airline to tell you about. An airline that can lead you to unheard-of islands of the Caribbean. An unheard-of airline called BWIA. You'll find unheard-of things on BWIA. Hostesses with gentle manners and gentle island accents. And the quiet men up front, pilots who earn their wings in the RAF. You'll taste unheard of things on BWIA, like fig bananas and a punch called Satan's Swivel. You'll find unheard of friendliness on BWIA, as relaxed and warm as the islands themselves. Call your travel man or BWIA. And come to an unheard of island on BWIA, the unheard of airline.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gary Moore again with Monitor 69, where we're devoting considerable attention this weekend to various aspects of travel and the people who do it. One well-known globetrotter is Ingrid Bergman. She travels for two reasons. Her work as an actress requires it, and she loves it. A reporter talked with Miss Bergman about the hows, wheres, and whys of travel.
Miss Bergman, some say that every actor is a vagabond at heart, wants to travel around. Is that true?
Yes, I think that's true. It certainly is true for me. I don't like at all to be stuck in the same place, and I love to see the world, and I have done a lot of traveling, and I'm very happy for that.
Oh, yes, indeed, you have done a lot of traveling. You live in Paris,
yes.
Essentially.
Yes, I have one home in Paris, and one home in Sweden, and one home in Italy, in Rome.
Are you a good traveler? Do you travel light or heavy?
No, I don't travel very light, exactly. I shouldn't say that. But it's not very heavy. There are a lot of trunks and things like that, because I'm so used to packing, and I'm very good at that, you see. There isn't a corner in the suitcase that isn't filled with something.
Well, what's the secret of being a good packer and getting everything into every corner?
Well, that's to be organized and to have a little practice and know how to do it very fast.
Ingrid, you say this is a visit to the United States. Now, you know New York and you know the Los Angeles area very well. Have you had a chance to see what's in between the two coasts in America?
Oh, yes, I certainly have. I've seen almost every city, because during the war I did a lot of bomb tours. And I've traveled and visited hospitals and things like that. So I saw almost everything except the South. That was one thing I didn't see. Texas and New Orleans and that part of it.
Do you think America is a good place for traveling?
Well, it depends upon if you can come from a different country, you know. But it is so vast, it is so big, that if you go by car and you sit and see those straight roads that go on for miles, I think that's very tiresome. It makes me very sleepy, so I prefer to travel in Europe, where the roads are a little more crooked and keep you more alert.
Well, when you go to a small town, where would you eat, for instance? Would you go to the local hotel, or do you find out where the best restaurant is here in the United States?
No, I wouldn't eat in the hotel, because not because the food isn't good, but because it's more fun to go out and see what a little the restaurant can do, what specialty they have, and so on. So I certainly would try to go out and see the town and find, if not the best, something that is interesting.
Now, you're a linguist. How many languages do you speak?
Five.
Do you think that knowing a language is very helpful in getting the maximum experience when traveling?
I certainly think so, and I think it's very important that parents try to teach their children another language, or force them to do it, because we must get together, and it's impossible with all these different languages. If at least the child spoke three languages, it would be so much easier.
Well, if we were to take the Ingrid Bergman philosophy for travel, it would be to be well organized, know how to pack, and have a sense of adventure, don't stay in the same place, and learn a language, huh?
That's right, and don't drink the water.
So, you see, friends travel is very simple. You just buy three houses in different parts of the world and learn to speak five languages.
New car, huh, Mrs. Granatelli?
You noticed, Charlie. How could you tell?
Not hard, Mrs. G. That big STP sticker had it on the roof of the old car. This one's on the hood. Fill her up?
Yes, please. And if the oil's a little low, add a can of STP.
Anything you say. But this is a brand new car.
So?
Well, I know your husband's the president of STP and all that, but STP oil treatment in a new car?
Charlie, you of all people. There is no better time to add STP. Why, more friction builds up in the first 1,000 miles of a car's life than in the next 10,000. STP helps new engines break in gently.
That's easy enough for you to
say. Surely, even those $50,000 engines at the Indianapolis 500, they're always new. And most Indy drivers wouldn't start the race without STP.
But how am I going to convince customers with brand new cars to buy STP?
Surely, didn't I just buy this car?
Yeah.
And didn't I just buy a can of STP from you?
Sure, Mrs. Granatelli.
There, you see how easy it is.
Here's a new one by the Vogues, an updated version of a 1934 hit, P.S. I Love You. Monitors ring around the world, a series of close-ups on people and events in this country and abroad, brought to you by the General Motors Acceptance Corporation. GMAC financing for cars, trucks, and appliances. In 1 minute, our man in Rome takes a look at the situation for Americans visiting Italy these days.
A car is to tie on old shoes and start a new life together in. A car is to bring home a new baby in and see kids off to a senior prom in. A car is not to complicate your life in. That's why there's a GMAC, General Motors Acceptance Corporation, to finance cars, trucks, and appliances. For us, it's an anniversary, our 50th year of making problems go away. You can finance your car, car insurance, and creditor life insurance all at once with a General Motors dealer who uses GMAC. Easily, quickly, at reasonable cost. So you can drive away thinking only happy thoughts. Isn't that what you really want? GMAC financing. We uncomplicate things.
Now, here's Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
Tourists arriving in Italy this past week have been subjected to a quite extraordinary inconvenience. Customs agents have actually looked through their luggage. Ordinarily, Italian customs is about the easiest in the world for tourists. But now, customs officers are on a follow-the-rules-to-the-letter strike of indefinite duration to try to get higher wages from the government, and the tourist is the innocent victim. There have also been intermittent strikes of gasoline station attendants, which have shut down most gasoline pumps, and this presents a hazard for the motoring tourist. Except for these exceptional difficulties, which one hopes are of limited duration, the tourist can expect to find Italy one of the countries in the world where Americans are genuinely liked. It's a country of an unlimited number of breathtaking sights, from the canals of Venice to the works of Michelangelo in Florence and Rome. Nevertheless, last year, for the first time since the war, there was a drop in the number of foreign tourists visiting Rome. Fewer Americans came because they were discouraged by Washington from traveling abroad. Britons had devaluation restrictions, and the French had monetary limitations, too. Even so, the money that tourists, especially Americans, spend has kept Italy's balance of payments in comfortable surplus, and that state of affairs is not likely to change. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, Rome.
Ring Around the World, another of our series of close-ups on people and events here and abroad.
Here's where you meet your friends on weekends.
Now here's a message of extreme importance. Most kids live in cities, and so do most rats. Our cities need help, your help. If you think there's nothing you can do, think harder and write for information to Urban America, Box 6087, Washington, D.C., 2005.
Thank you.
Well, reviewing the week's news, it seems that police in Reno, Nevada received a complaint earlier this week from a young woman whose modesty was offended. She reported that a nearly nude man stepped out from behind a tree and said, "Hey, can you help me?" Well, asked to describe the man, she said he had a pot belly. So we presume her answer was, "No, I can't help you." Anyhow, for other events of the world, stay tuned now for NBC News on the Hour. I'm Gary Moore.
Isn't it about time somebody talked quietly about beer? Piccolo doesn't make loud claims. It speaks quietly for itself, with taste. Piccolo is just a great beer. Isn't that what you pay for, a great beer with a great taste? We can sum it up just as quietly. And beer going first class is Piccolo. Period.
When German measles is contracted by a woman during the first 8 weeks of her pregnancy, there is a better than 30% chance that she will bear a damaged baby. The child could be cerebral palsied. This problem, fortunately, will soon be eliminated because of the development of a new vaccine which will prevent German measles. United Cerebral Palsy initiated the scientific research that led to the vaccine, and your support made this possible. So please give again to the Citizens Parade for Cerebral Palsy.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.